DJ and Jamie.
Man, we're going to get to it. We're running late today. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KAL Studios, KALC that is, studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us free all over America, and you'll get a podcast after 10 o'clock. We got a little aggressive there on the music, Carson, and we're running late today. You notice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really late.
Yeah, we're really late today, man.
My bad.
What happened? What happened? People are expecting us.
I don't know. Just going through prep, going through all the stuff, videos, and I'm still hyped up from the Avs game last night.
We're not a bunch of slackers around here, man. We know what we're doing, don't we? Come on.
I don't know about that.
All right. It is a Tuesday. Welcome, everybody. 83 degrees yesterday. It was beautiful yesterday. Nice, almost like a summer day, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
It was. Woo! It was amazing. I saw a story on Sunday where there's a town in northern Alaska. That's where it's at. Up near the Arctic Circle. Their sun came up at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning, and it won't go back down until August.
Really?
It's going to be daylight for the next 84 days. I don't know if I could handle that.
No way.
Daylight? Can you imagine? You wake up at 1 a.m. and it's still daylight. The sun is high in the sky.
There's no, especially for 84 days, there's no way.
84 days of sunlight. And I think they have the same thing, if I'm not mistaken, in the winter with the darkness, right?
I mean, you'd have to offset it. I do believe so, yes.
I mean, I've not looked into it. I just thought it was quite amazing that you would have 84 days of nothing but sunlight. All right, as Carson just said, the Avs win.
Now moves it. Kelly scores! Parker Kelly, go-ahead goal. It's 3-2. Puck fired out all the way down the ice and right into the net. 5-2 Colorado.
Oh, man, I went to bed. It was 2-2.
Oh, it was, it was nerve. It was nail-biting. Yeah. It was nerve-wracking, all the things, but ultimately, we won.
Yeah, I know you stuck around to the very end because you're an Avs fan, big-time fan. I'd like to see them win, too, but I'm not a huge hockey fan, you know? So when it comes BJ's bedtime, I have to go to bed, right? So they tied it. I think Minnesota was the one that tied it to make it 2-2, right? And as soon as that happened, I'm like, okay, good night.
Oh, my gosh.
Great game.
I don't know how you can go to bed with that, man. I was like on the edge of my seat. I even woke up my kid because I was hooting and hollering so much downstairs.
Hooting and hollering. Carson. Couple of cocktails in him, hooting and hollering, man. Running around the house. All right, so you're up, what, 3-1?
3-1. Coming back here tomorrow night for game 5. Hopefully we close it out, baby.
It's a lock. It's a lock. The Avs are going to beat up on the Minnesota, what are they called, the Wild? Yeah, the Wild. All right, so Avs win 3-1 up in the series. Big game last night. That's pretty exciting. You guys, I'm sure you partied hard at your house, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was...
Got all crazy?
I was glued to it, man.
Yeah. Jamie's not here today. She took a personal day. She went to the Youngblood show last night at Red Rocks and decided to take a personal day because... She's going to be out very, very late, and I'm sure they had a great time. I didn't see any pictures, did you?
Oh, yeah. So,
you did?
But she posted it 3:30 in the morning.
Well, then I wouldn't see those.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
3:30 in the morning?
3:30 she posted.
So are you saying there's a slight chance that she could be here any minute now? After
no
getting
way.
Home at 3:30 in the morning?
No
she
way.
She should walk through that door at any moment?
Yeah, don't hold your breath. I think she was going to bed at 3:30.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, what a night, huh?
Yeah.
Jeepers. That's pretty crazy.
I thought I went hard, but no.
The show was sold out last night. And was it a one-night show, or was he there for two nights in a row?
I believe it's only one night.
Youngblood.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that guy.
He's done a lot of collabs. I mean, he's from Europe, but he's really good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised a lot more people don't know him.
Yeah, I asked my wife yesterday about him because I knew that Jamie was going to be out today, and she was going to the show last night, and my wife didn't have any idea who I'm talking about.
That's wild
no.
to me.
I asked her yesterday. I said, "Do you know who Youngblood is?" Because we kind of had a conversation off the air here in studio over the past week.
Yeah.
And Jamie is adamant that Youngblood is very mainstream and everybody knows who he is. And then she started asking around, even her own son, Ralphie.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He's 19 years old, right?
Yeah.
Plugged in, man.
He's really big overseas, obviously, but I thought he'd be more popular here. And I thought a lot more people would know his name because he's done a lot of collabs with other artists.
He's British, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's big over there. Just making a name here. Either way, he sold out the show last night at Red Rocks, right?
And it's such an iconic venue. To have your own show there is amazing.
All right, well, she got home at 3:30, so bad chance her walking in this morning. Right?
She'll wake up at noon.
Jamie Morning Show, just getting rolling. It is a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Before we take a break here, by the way, we're on the Odyssey app. We are there live this morning. It does work. I had a couple of people ask. I checked it. Yes, it's working. It's fine. Just reset, reboot, whatever it is you got to do. But it is working this morning. Before we take a break, though, I saw a headline yesterday. Carson, I want to run by you and see if you get the first idea, or the same idea that I got,
okay,
that comes to your head first, all right? Colorado's first Taco Bell Cantina opens at DIA.
Taco Bell Cantina at DIA.
Ooh. Colorado's first Taco Bell Cantina opens at DIA is the headline.
Okay, you want me to tell you what I think?
I think I can guess. Before you get on a flight, really?
Yeah, especially if it's a long one. Like, you're going to Hawaii, it's 6 hours out.
Do you realize that a few people have to sit right next to the lav on the flight? I guess they had a Taco Bell out there at one time.
I don't remember that.
I read that the other had closed, and it was a Taco Bell. And why it closed, I have no idea. Well, I'm guessing the same thing that Carson and I are thinking. But it closed, and now they've opened a cantina. And the only difference, really, I think, is maybe the menu is a bit different, but they're going to serve alcohol with this one, right?
Oh, man.
But, so could you imagine a martini?
You got a double whammy.
And a few of those. I don't know exactly what's on the Taco Bell menu, but you grab a couple of those babies, wolf those down before getting on a 3-hour flight to New York.
Either that or like you're sitting next to someone that just came from Taco Bell, right? And they pass out because they're so drunk you can't wake them up and they're just farting the entire flight.
Oh, jeez. It's the first thing I thought, though.
100%.
It's a stigma that goes with the Taco Bell chain, correct?
Even 45-minute flight. I don't know if I can trust that.
Absolute worst place in the world. In my mind, now, I'm sure it's going to work out fine, but in my mind, the worst place that you could put a Taco Bell is at DIA, right?
You better put extra bathrooms on the flights. That's all I'm going to say.
DIA's been in the news a lot the last couple of days.
It's
that
crazy.
Big accident that happened out there, and we'll get to that later on, too, because we had a guy on the air yesterday that was on that plane. We're going to replay that for you at 7:35 this morning, but they found a gun magazine on a Frontier airplane.
I can't even imagine.
A magazine with bullets in it.
Yeah.
What's going on out there? All right, we have to take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started. It's Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Heard on the Odyssey app nationwide. You'll get a podcast after 10 o'clock. Again, Jamie's not here. She went to the Youngblood show at Red Rocks last night and got in very late and won't be here today. Took a personal day. That's okay. Carson and I will handle it from here. And hope you enjoy. It's either that or we play a best of. So that's your pick, okay? So we show up to do a live show for you because we figure you'd rather hear about current stuff and the live and all that but instead of all the recorded stuff, right?
Exactly.
So why not just come in and do the show? This weekend was a DIA weekend. Everything in the news seemed to be DIA. We just talked about the cantina, but that Taco Bell cantina is the least of the stories from DIA. If you remember on Friday night, the story coming out of DIA was this story of this person on a runway that got sucked into an engine on a Frontier jet that was trying to take off on the runway. How this person gets on there, I have no idea with security. I don't get it.
There's no words for it. I mean,
it's an airport. It's supposed to be one of the most secure places there is.
Absolutely. And
we'll get to that a little bit later on. But then another story breaks out. And this time they find a gun magazine on a Frontier airliner as they're getting ready to take off. They've already put everybody on the plane. They've already done a clean sweep of the plane and started loading people. In fact, got the plane loaded and was preparing for takeoff when somebody said, "Hey, look what I found." Look here. They got a gun magazine. And the place panicked at that point, right?
Well, yeah. Well, what else are you going to do when you have a gun magazine on the ground?
You're thinking somebody on the flight has a gun.
Packing heat.
Right? Here's the story.
Frontier tells us that they believe an ammunition magazine found on a flight at Denver International Airport was left by a law enforcement officer from a previous flight. The discovery was made last night on a flight headed to Phoenix, Arizona, while the plane was preparing for departure. Now, passengers deplaned as a precautionary measure and were bused to another location where they were then rescreened. The aircraft also underwent a security sweep, but nothing else was found. Because of this heavy delay, the flight crew exceeded their allotted time and passengers were rebooked on flights this morning.
I'm going to put this to Textato at 303-222-5423 because my wife and I kind of discussed this yesterday when this story was coming out. Now, a gun magazine is not like leaving a gun out, right?
Correct.
A little bit different, I would guess, but it does indicate there could be a gun in the vicinity.
I mean, you would think so. If there's a magazine, there's got to be a gun nearby.
Right. And you're on an airport or on an airplane, you're a law enforcement officer, they think that lost this thing, dropped it or whatever. Does he get reprimanded for that? Because I'll tell you this, at my house, I have an 8-year-old, and if I leave a gun magazine out, I get reprimanded.
You should.
I get smacked around for it, okay?
Yeah.
Verbally, okay? I get smacked around for it and you know, take better care because she's thinking that if I could do that, I could easily leave the gun out also. That it's so irresponsible. Does that make sense?
I mean, I could see that, yes.
That you're being irresponsible with the magazine, leaving it out. So therefore, that could lead to being irresponsible with a gun.
Yeah.
Now, does this officer, and Textnado, maybe you can help me out with this one, 303-222-5423, does this officer get reprimanded for this, possibly even fired? I don't think he should be fired. Probably dropped it from, I'm guessing. He didn't leave it intentionally, we know that.
Yeah, fell out of his bag or whatever he had.
But does he get somehow demoted or maybe on leave or something like that because of this, you know, mistake that he made?
I think you have to. You have to reprimand.
Or do you just say, dude, you got to keep up with your mags. What do you know? dude, come here. Larry, you can't do that. Especially at an airport, on an airplane.
On a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got one job. I hate to say it, but you have one job, and that's to take care of all that stuff on the plane.
It would be different if you left it in a bathroom at Burger King, okay? that's a little bit different, okay? You dropped your drawers in a bathroom down at Burger King, and it fell out when you were, you know, in there doing your business, okay? That's a little bit different. On an airplane, DIA, a whole different ballgame.
And honestly, this is the first time I've ever remember hearing a story kind of like this.
Dude, they've been finding guns left and right at the airport.
Really?
Yeah. It's been all over the news. Yeah. They had like 4 or 5. This is through TSA security.
Oh.
Yeah. They've found like 4 or 5 within a week period over the past couple of weeks.
How does that happen? Do people just forget that they're carrying them on them and they... Whatever, they threw it in their bag?
You know, I could see it happening, though. I did it with a knife once. I had a knife, which was a good-sized knife. It's not a folding knife, but I had a knife in a bag once and got to the airport and got through, got to TSA, and they flagged me.
See, I could see a
knife. Roughed me up a little bit, threw me up against the wall. Hey, bub.
Well, they didn't
do that, but, you know, I felt like it. I felt like that's what they were doing to me. They verbally abused me.
See, I could see a knife, but a gun? A full-blown gun. Like,
yeah. Oh, no. They have found, like, I'm telling you, Carson, they have found, like, 4 or 5 guns in the past couple of weeks of people coming through the airport and forgetting to take them out of their bags.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely terrible.
And now you've got an officer who lost his magazine. Again, not as bad as a gun, but, it looks bad. It looks really bad. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On a Tuesday, going to be 85 degrees today. Yesterday was beautiful. Much of the same thing today. A lot more on the way. Jamie's not here, so tabloid trash, no. But we will cover some of the entertainment news. Not officially tabloid trash, but we'll get to it. We'll do it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I want to read some of these texts here. Again, the text line is 303-222-5423. We're talking about this incident that happened Sunday night at DIA where a Frontier flight had to be deplaned. A new security sweep through the plane because a gun magazine was found on the flight after all passengers were on. They think a law enforcement officer was on the previous flight and somehow dropped it, left it behind. Either way, my question to you was, on Textnado, is will this guy be reprimanded or not? Or should he be reprimanded for what happened here? And let me read just a couple of these. He caused public panic. He stopped air traffic. Triggered an official police reaction investigation. He's getting disciplinary action for sure. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts.
You're an officer. You're a police law enforcement guy. You're trained. You know better. You're allowed to carry, but you got to be responsible. You can't leave behind a magazine. Here's the next one. Nothing will happen to the officer, nor should it. My husband left a mag in my purse, and they caught it as I was going through security at DIA. That's a little bit different.
The way different.
Yeah. You've got this in your purse, accidental. It's pre-getting to the airplane. This one caused a disruption on the airplane to be deplaned and resecured before they could hit the runway, delaying the flight for at least 45 minutes
and it's
to
this,
an hour.
It's this officer's job. I mean, that's his job, his or her job, to make sure that all that stuff is kept away and put away and secure.
Wasn't there an FBI agent? This is another text. Wasn't there an FBI agent at a nightclub that did a backflip and his gun fell out on the floor? He got reprimanded. I don't know if that's the same thing. You remember that story? He's out dancing, doing his little jig up there on the dance floor with some hot lady, and he does a backflip because he's all liquored up.
Yeah,
and the gun fell out. I don't know. I think it went off, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Did it? I don't remember
so.
That.
I think so. Oh, it was a wild story. All right, well, the general consensus on Textnado is that this guy should be reprimanded for losing his mag on the flight at DIA, Frontier Airlines, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to some of the entertainment stuff. Jamie's not here today. She went out to Red Rocks last night to see Youngblood.
Woo!
Whoa, what a show. All right, we'll get to get some of the top stories coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Again, no Jamie today, but Carson and I believe that you guys would rather have a live show than a pre-recorded show. So it's a guy thing today. It's just he and I. So bear with us as we try to get through it today. But I think the live thing works for you, right? You can give your opinion at 303-222-5423. I do have a couple of things here with the entertainment news. I know Jamie not being here, we don't do tabloid trash per se. But there are a couple of stories out there. Here's one that we've not touched on, Carson. And I don't know why, because the headlines are out there every single day. It's just something that's not really, I guess, a cup of tea for either Jamie, myself, or for you. Have you heard of this HBO show called Euphoria?
Yes, I have heard of it.
Are you reading about it? Are you seeing any of the headlines that I'm about to read? Or are you even interested in it? Do you know people that are watching it?
I know people that are watching it, and they've tried to get us to watch it. It's just there's so many shows out right now that like we're honestly drawn to. It's just too hard to get to it. But I haven't seen too much in the headlines. I don't know why.
I think the only reason it's making headlines is because I think people are either jealous or they just don't like, or maybe a political stance. They don't like Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's part of the problem, you know?
Yeah.
Because every headline that comes out on Euphoria that I've noticed over the past couple of weeks, and I think it's episode 5 that played last night, but every headline I see, she's in it. She's in every, and she's not the main character. She's a big character, but she's not the main character. If you're watching Euphoria, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think that people are hating on Sydney Sweeney. Let me read you a couple of headlines, okay? Euphoria, first of all, before I read the headlines, is an HBO drama series that focuses on a girl named Rue, who Zendaya is Rue, by the way, a teenage drug addict that's struggling with sobriety, her peers in high school in California. It's a teen thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sydney Sweeney is playing a 17-year-old?
I mean,
is that what this is?
Yeah.
That's a lot for 17.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've never seen it. Never seen it. But the reason I bring it up is because every day there's a headline and it's all slamming Sydney Sweeney every single time. Here's today's first headline. Sydney Sweeney's Euphoria storyline angers OnlyFans models. Now, if you're going to upset a group of people, are you really bothered that you upset the OnlyFans people? I mean, think about it. If you're an OnlyFans model and you are livid at Sydney Sweeney right now, I think you need to find something else to get interested in.
Either that, you're just trying to get a headline. You're right. Just trying to get more publicity.
A group of fans that she has really upset is the OnlyFans models. The next headline is Euphoria is slammed for vile brutalization of women after Sydney Sweeney goes topless in bizarre giant fetish montage.
I mean, I did see the headline a couple weeks ago where she was, when it first came out, she was dressed like the dog. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, she was.
I didn't look up Sydney Sweeney as a dog.
She's dressed like a dog.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I did see one picture where she's got a pacifier and a diaper on.
Oh, yep. There was that, too. Yeah, it's all about Sydney Sweeney.
Now, and after seeing a headline like Euphoria is slammed for the vile brutalization, and Sydney Sweeney goes topless in a bizarre giant fetish, I don't know. Maybe you check it out. Maybe you check it out. I don't know. But this is gaining some notoriety just over all the slams that they're doing for Sydney Sweeney. Now, do you think that it's because Sydney Sweeney is who she is with that American Eagle thing, and she's like, I guess, conservative. You think that's part of the backlash, or you think that she just blows?
I think ever since that American Eagle ad came out, there's definitely seems to be, she's definitely more polarizing than she has been. Because, I mean, you saw her in the headlines for her looks and stuff like that, but she's definitely drawing more attention, more eyes are on her right now.
Mm. Dua, is it Lipa or Lupa?
Dua Lipa.
Lipa. She's suing Samsung. I guess Samsung. Now, this was really dumb on their part, if it's true, because I've yet to see the box itself. But Samsung is selling a TV right now with a big old box that they put in Walmart. And on that box is another TV screen. And on that screen is Dua. She's on the screen. And they never ask her permission. So she's suing for like $15 million. On a copyright infringement lawsuit. She's going to win that.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, but I think they're in South Korea and they don't really care. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
I mean, if you're a South Korean company, you're Samsung, bring it on, right?
Also, it's kind of random. Like,
I have yet to see it. I looked for it this morning, but I couldn't see it.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
So she's suing for like $15 or $20 million or something like that, right?
Yes. And then why? It's just kind of a generic image of her face, but why would you even put that on the TV box?
I don't know how you would put that on there without asking.
We all know. It's on anyone's legal department right there?
It's called copyright infringement, yeah. Likeness, whatever you want to call it. It's an easy lawsuit, and she's going to win. I don't know if they're going to pay up or not. Like I said, they're in South Korea. I don't know if it goes to a South Korean court or how this thing works out, but it's obviously a violation.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because you just can't do that, right? All right, the other story is this. We thought that whole Blake Lively and that Justin Baldoni thing was gone. But I didn't realize that she had countersued him for legal fees. Did you see that?
No.
She countersued, and it went to court yesterday. Blake Lively, as you know, there was a $400 million lawsuit that he stepped over the line when they were doing a film together, and harassment or whatever it was that he was accused of. She lost. All that got thrown out. Court finally said, hey, get the heck out of here. You're wasting all of our time, okay? And so everything got dropped, and that was last week. And then yesterday I saw another story where she had come back after that and sued him for all the legal fees. Now, remember how much the legal fees were? $30 million. Yeah. Dollars. That's his fees. His fees alone were $30 million, and her fees too. And she wanted him to pay both fees, $60 million. And the court said yesterday, no go. Get out of here.
It seems like a waste of time.
You're the one that brought on the lawsuit. He can't be suing you. He didn't lose in court. You lose.
And especially since you already lost the... I mean, I know that they settled, but clearly after those charges got dismissed, or those allegations got dismissed, I mean, there's no way the court was going to side with her and pay for her legal fees.
Nope. Well, she loses, thrown out. I think this thing's over, finally.
I hope it is.
I think that's the last one.
I'm sick and tired of both of them.
From the Texanado, be honest, if it weren't for the assets of Sydney Sweeney, would you even be interested? No. No.
I don't think anyone would be.
She goes on to say, she's not that attractive. I've said that from the very beginning, haven't I?
I've never
found her attractive whatsoever, as far as a beauty, you know? Sydney Sweeney is Sydney Sweeney, right? But you're right. If it weren't for the assets, no. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. On a Tuesday, shocker for you. Jamie's not here. She went to Red Rocks last night, had to see Youngblood, just had to see that sexy young thing. And so she took the day off today and decided, hey, I need a personal day. After looking at that body as long as I did, I got to take a few hours off. Got to regroup. So it's just Carson and I today. It's the guys, all right? So bear with us if you can. Hey, Carson.
Yeah.
Oh, before I go any further, got to mention this.
Drury now moves it. Kelly scores! Parker Kelly, go ahead goal. It's 3-2. Puck fired out all the way down the ice and right into the net. 5-2.
How about those abs?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Man, you got to be proud, right?
Oh, it was the best. Watching Minnesota, all their fans just empty file out after that last goal. Yeah. See you later.
I did see where they went up 2-1, they being the Abs. And remember, they're playing in Minnesota. And when they made that, and there was only like 10 minutes left in the game, right? Because all the scoring happened in the last 10 minutes. So it was 1-1, tied up, and the place is going crazy in Minnesota. And then the Abs score, and man, did they look depressed.
Oh, it went silent.
Oh. There were people that were slumped down in their chairs with their beer and their hot dog. Like, oh,
crying.
Man, we're about to go down 3-1. And when you go down 3-1 in a series of best of seven, you're screwed.
I mean, especially against a team like the Avs, the Wild do not have the depth that we have.
But you had to love that, Carson, because they were so bummed and depressed. And then they came back to life. They scored, and it made it 2-2. And then they got cocky again. And then that's when the Abs put them away, man.
I'm not going to lie, though. When they scored and they tied it and the fans were back in, I was sweating a little bit. My feet were sweating.
All right, well, congratulations to the Abs. 3-1. They're going to win that series. I think that's a lock. Has any team ever come back?
Oh, yeah. There's been plenty of teams that have won 3 straight to come back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, don't even put it out in the universe. Do not put it out in the universe. It's not happening. We're closing out here tomorrow. Ball Arena. It's going to be rocking. Uh-oh. Let's go.
I don't know. You better watch out for those Minnesota Gophers.
The Gophers.
Are they the Gophers?
No, they're the Wild.
Oh, they're the Wild?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever that Gophers.
Means. No, they're the Wild.
I found a trend. Well, not a trend. It's a, I guess it is a trend. It's on TikTok. Now, I'm not on TikTok. I feel like I'm too old for it. Because I think once you get past like 35, you probably shouldn't be on TikTok.
No, you can find a lot of life hacks and stuff on there.
Well, I found a hack. I found a trend that I think I'm going to be a part of. I'm going to mukbang.
What is that?
Mukbang. All right. You want to mukbang with me?
I got to find out what that is first.
All right, well, that's where this fight broke out. This lady that's an influencer, she claims she has 80 million followers. And somebody looked it up and she has like 600,000. But it's not 80 million, anywhere close to it. But they're in a restaurant. You've heard this audio, right, Carson?
Yes, I have.
All right. This audio is a restaurant. And steakhouse in Arkansas.
Yep.
And she goes in with some of her other influencer friends, right?
Her entire family.
And what happens? Is she refusing to pay the bill? Is somebody rude to her?
So apparently one of the wait staff was rude to whoever they delivered the steak to the table, and they shoved it in her face.
No.
And she took offense to that.
This story or this audio and what happened in the restaurant's kind of an ancillary part of the story. My main thought here is mukbang, and I want to become a mukbanger, okay? Carson, you can bang with me if you want to, and we're going to post some videos on TikTok, and I'm serious about this. All right, first of all, here's the chaos inside the steakhouse.
Get him up here! He just came in here! Shut this thing to her face!
10 million per child. 10 million per child followers. You with the wrong family.
30 million followers! Get the owner up here! Get him up here! Call the police!
Get out.
Sir, you
are
the police!
Oh my God!
Oh jeez! Oh boy! Woo! Well, you get the idea. Now, look, if you get in a fight with somebody or you disagree with somebody, using how many followers you have is not a good comeback, okay?
It's a weird flex.
It's not a way to, flex, that's the word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not a way to flex, folks, okay? Nobody gives a rat's, you know why. Look, impressive, yeah, okay, if you've got 80 million, BJ can't get 80, okay? That's fine. It's fine. It doesn't, I don't lose sleep over it, but I certainly wouldn't be in an argument in a steakhouse with the staff there and use my followers as my comeback.
It's crazy. I mean, this fight breaks out, right?
It's just not.
After she uses that weird flex. And, like, her family is holding kids, toddlers in their hands. They're beating the wait staff with menus. Right. It's wild.
All right. So she has these followers because she's a mukbanger. M-U-K bang. B-A-N-G. Now, what exactly is that? Well, that is a person. Now, let me read this straight from the article here. It involves influencers who's eating high volumes of food extremely close to a camera recording, obviously, and speaking live as the recording for their audience. This is a BJ, okay? I could see myself, Carson, and you can go with me to mukbang if you want to, pal, all right? But I could see you and I headed over to Hooters. We order ourselves like 80 wings each, not just one to share. 80 each. I mean, just piled up.
Yeah.
Big pile. And we put a camera, we put a phone right there in front of us where you just see a mountain of wings and me and you, and we just sit there and eat for like an hour and record it and just talk.
Until we pass out. We just can't move.
Who couldn't do that trend? Who couldn't do that?
It sounds like the easiest job on the planet.
I am a professional mukbanger. I could pull this off in a heartbeat. I think anybody could.
You would think so.
This is a piece of cake, man.
There's got to be more to it. There's no way. There's got
to
be more.
You go to a buffet. You pay one price. You get all that food. You just pile in. And if somebody with the staff comes over and says, hey, dude, you got too much food there. You're going to waste. You just look at him and say, hey, I'm a mukbanger. I'm a mukbanger, and they'll go away because they'll get it. Okay, it's a trend.
They'll get it. Yeah, they'll think you're crazy, man.
You don't think it would work? That's my flex. My flex. Hey, whoa! I'm a mukbanger. Back off.
Try it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Bruno Mars, he's going to be down at the Air Force Academy come September. That show is going to be absolutely crazy. It's going to be wild and probably sold out. Tickets are on sale, by the way. So if you want to go, Bruno, in September at the Air Force Academy. We were talking about that crew at that restaurant in Arkansas. It's a steakhouse. They went in there to mukbang, which is to eat a bunch of food all piled up in front of you as you video and talk. to post this video on TikTok. Carson says he's never heard of mukbanging.
No.
Never been a part of it, no. Right? I think it's something you and I could take up easily and be pretty darn good at it.
I mean, if all you have to do is set up a camera, yep. Eat in front of people, and talk to them, engage, that's okay.
Well,
I'm just not going to do any weird things.
This thing, it reminded me of something else that I've been seeing online a lot, and that's these dining dashers. Have you seen these videos?
No.
There are people, you and I must have a whole different algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff I see, you don't ever see.
Yeah.
And then vice versa, obviously, right?
I feel like the only thing we have in common is the brawls.
Yeah.
Some of the brawls that happen.
Well, this Dine and Dash thing turns into brawls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's fights that break out inside the restaurant. Well, nevertheless, here's the thing with me. I think it's really, brave. Brave. It's cocky to be able to walk into a restaurant knowing that you're going to Dine and Dash. That's pretty cool, you know?
To have that courage,
not to get nervous, not to screw up in some way. Now, I've always said the people with the most courage are the people that walk in and rob a bank. Oh, that takes some real, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you plan that and pull that off.
Especially when you know the cops are going to be on you like that.
And like I said, I feel like nobody's going to get hurt. You just go in there and hand a note, blah, blah, blah. And I've always thought that, can you imagine sitting in the car waiting for that opportunity that you're going to go in and do something like that? Well, the same thing with Dine and Dash. There's a lot of videos that are out there, and I find it really cocky when you take the entire family for it. Your wife and your four kids.
You should not be dining and dashing if you're taking the entire family.
No, they do, though. They do. And now, I'm not saying kids, okay? But you see, like, a brother or two sisters or two sisters with three friends and five, six people at the table, and they all are sitting there eating this big meal. And we're talking steak, lobster, the real deal. We're not dining and dashing over there at Taco Bell, We're doing it over at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is where we're going. That's where you're going to do a dine and dash if you're going to do it, right?
I mean, best bang for your buck right there.
There'll be videos, Carson, of 8 and 10 people at a table.
Okay, that's crazy.
And they all get up and walk out without pay.
I could see maybe you and your wife, one other person, but not 10 people. You're sitting at a party of 10.
I was part of a dine and dash once.
What happened?
Yeah, I was. We went to a football game. In a college football game, and we were stopping at we did ours at a Cracker Barrel. This is in Tennessee, okay? So there was like 7 of us that were all piled into a van. We went to this Cracker Barrel for breakfast before going to the game, on our way to the game. And the guy, one of the guys that was in the group, he said, "Hey, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm taking care of breakfast for everybody."
Sweet.
So everybody at the table started, wiping up. And, "All right, I'll meet you at the car. All right, blah, 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 blah." We all, there's like 7 of us. 6 of us go to the car, leave this guy behind. His name was Jimmy. We left Jimmy behind inside the restaurant. And next thing we know, we're out at the vehicle, and we're all sitting there, and he comes sprinting out of the restaurant saying, "Floyd. Floor it," as he gets into the vehicle. "Floor it. Come on, let's go. Floor it. Floor it."
And they're like, "What happened? What's the rush? Bro,
Jimmy, yeah, that's what we're doing." And he said, "I didn't pay. I just ran."
Oh, my.
We're like, "What?" Jimmy pulled a dine and dash on the restaurant.
No,
on behalf of 7 of us.
On a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, on a Cracker Barrel of all places. I love that.
And it was genius. I got to give Jimmy credit because he knew. He was like, "Let's get all these people out of here. Get in the car. The car will be ready. And then all I have to do is get to the car."
Now, you might say that, guys, you had every opportunity to hit the brakes and Jimmy, get out.
Make him get in
there.
Get
your butt back in there. Pay.
Yeah.
We floored it. I-40, here we come.
Because no one else wanted to pay either.
We panicked. It was one of those moments where we panicked. We thought the cops were on us.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. We had to get the heck out of it. All right, you've got some audio here that was lined up for entertainment with tabloid trash for today. And let's just go through a couple of these, okay, before we take a quick break here. But first of all, I want to go to this Jimmy Fallon thing. What exactly is this?
So yesterday, Jimmy Fallon, apparently his production team and himself have been working with New York Times to create a new game show.
Wordle.
Yep, and they announced yesterday that Savannah Guthrie's going to be the host.
She's going to host Wordle?
Yep.
All right, here's the audio.
This is very exciting. I have a big announcement to make. We've been developing Wordle as a game show for the past 2.5 years with the New York Times, and it's official. We are making Wordle game show with our host, Savannah Guthrie. Oh. Come on, Savannah.
Oh, my gosh.
We can tell everybody.
I know. We've been holding this secret between us for, like, a long time now, and we're going to make Wordle a game show.
I'm so happy. It's you.
Will it work?
I think so. Wordle, a lot of people still play it. I know my wife does, and her dad still play together every single day, and they, like, compete and, you know, do scores and stuff like that.
I think Wordle became really big during COVID.
Yeah, it did.
Because a lot of people were, you know, couldn't go anywhere. Everything's locked down, so let's play some Wordle.
And it's a good little mind exercise for a lot of people. So I think that's why they like it. I think it'll work.
This guy developed this game, by the way, Wordle. He developed the game, like, in 2013 and shelved it for several years. Nobody caught on to it. He was trying to explain it to people, and they'd just look at him like a deer in headlights. They had no clue what he was talking
about.
That's
crazy.
And his name is Wordle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His name is Wordle, the guy that invented this thing, and he sold it to the New York Times, and that's when it took off. They put it in the newspaper, but that's how Wordle began. And now they're going to do a game show. And Savannah Guthrie, though, I'm kind of surprised that she's making this announcement and biting this off and taking on this extra responsibility when her mom's still missing.
Well, and you could kind of tell in that audio, at least to me, I got the sense that she is not that excited about it. I know it's been in the works for a while. Obviously, Jimmy Fallon said 2.5 years that they've been working with the New York Times to do this. But so it's been in the works, and I'm sure she was excited back in the day. But with this whole thing that's going on with her mom, I mean, how can you really be excited about announcing a new show?
Well, it's only been 3 months since her mom went missing.
Exactly.
Everybody knows that story with Savannah Guthrie. Yeah. And, you know, I would think that the Wordle game show you could put off for another 4 or 5 months, you know, to see if anything else develops on that, you know, on the crime.
Well, it is.
With mom.
It's going to go into production later this year, but it's not going to air till 2027.
So tonight, Richard Simmons, right?
Yeah, Richard Simmons. There's a new special on ABC and Hulu tonight.
The mystery of Richard Simmons.
There was only one Richard Simmons.
It's sweating time!
A megastar adored by millions. Then one day, he disappeared for a decade.
Where is Richard Simmons?
Now, after almost 2 years seeking out his closest family and friends, they speak.
He had to be in a lot of pain.
And what does Richard's live-in housekeeper, the last person to see him alive, now say happened behind closed doors?
This is the first time I'm talking about this.
The Mystery of Richard Simmons, a Diane Sawyer special, Tuesday night.
That ought to be good, actually. I knew Richard. Richard used to come into the studios then in Tampa, Florida a lot. He would be in town. He was always hawking something. He was always doing something with videos, jump ropes, whatever.
His infomercials.
Those are the short shorts. Whatever it was, he could hawk. He would be over at that, what is it called, QTV or whatever? The Home Shopping Network?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was based out of Clearwater, Florida. So we were in Tampa, and Richard would come to the studio, and I've told him the story often. Every time he would hug me, when he would come into the studio, and that's every time he was there, he hugged everybody, right? He would leave, and you would smell like Richard. For 2 days.
He wore that much cologne?
That sucker, it's all he had on was cologne.
He like bathed in
it. He would wear that little wife beater shirt of his and short shorts come bouncing into the set. Hello!
He seemed like such a positive dude.
And he would leave and everybody would be like, I smell like Richard.
He left a mark.
He was a mystery though.
Yeah, well,
you know,
it's kind of crazy how he went into hiding, and he didn't want people to see him get frail and get old because he just wanted his image to be of that, you know, that person that was healthy and upbeat and positive and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right, that's tonight on ABC. Is that correct?
ABC,
on ABC,
Hulu, and Disney+.
All right, check it out. The Mystery of Richard Simmons tonight on ABC. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. 85 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alos 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Jamie's not here today, taking a personal day off. She went to Youngblood last night at Red Rocks. I'm sure it was a great show. As you know, DIA's been in the news all weekend long. Big old act. I cannot get over that accident out there on Friday night. That is absolutely mind-boggling to me. A, that the fact that somebody can get on the runway, breach security at DIA, a lot of security you would think in place, but somehow this person got out there. And then the timing of this jet coming down the runway and this person walking out and being sucked up into the engine.
And I can't get over the video because the news outlets just keep playing it. And granted, they stop it. They freeze it right before. But, oh, it's just like, it's just eerie because of that infrared. And it's just the figure, the person just walking normal. Normal. Like, there's not even a plane. Like, they didn't notice it at all.
Yeah. It's not like this person is sprinting and jumps out in front of a plane trying to commit suicide. Or it's just like they're walking along. It's like people that are on their phone.
Yeah.
If you saw somebody on their phone downtown walking along, that's the way this person's strolling.
Nonchalant.
And just walks right out in front of a jet, Frontier Airlines, on Friday night.
It's so eerie.
And there are so many videos that are out there, as Carson just said. But that story is just wild. Well, yesterday here on the program, we got a text from a guy named David. And David said, I was on the plane. I can tell you exactly what went on. And we've seen a lot of different accounts of people that were on the plane. But we got to talk to yesterday. And so we're going to play that for you next. All right. So stand by for that. But I guess there's a press conference today starting at 9:30. The authorities, people in charge of security, DIA, I think a sheriff's department, a coroner, I think is part of the press conference today. Am I right about that?
Yep.
And they think that they may have an identity of who this person was. We don't even know if it's a he or she, do we?
No. I haven't seen any reports on that.
They just call it a pedestrian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So we don't know. So maybe some of those questions will be answered today with this press conference. But the real heat that DIA is catching right now is security. Because this person scaled a fence on the east side of the airport, an area where other, I guess, people that were involved with security out there before in the past have come forward and said, hey, we've known about this for a long time, that you can easily get onto the property of the airport. Oh. That's not a good thing.
No.
That's a bad thing.
And especially having all this draw attention to it and point that out, that it's a weak spot.
So that press conference is coming up this morning at 9:30. I'm sure all the TV stations are going to cover this thing because it's such a big story. All right, David, he was on the flight. You'll hear his account. This is from yesterday's show. So Jamie will be on this audio, and we'll play it for you when we come back. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, a crazy story. It occurred last Friday night at DIA where a plane is on takeoff. It's a Frontier airliner, and somebody walks out onto the runway, and it's a nasty scene. And you've seen the videos. You saw the story everywhere over the weekend. So we come on the air yesterday to talk about this Frontier jet and this person that somehow breached security down at DIA and got onto the runway. How that happens at 11:30 at night, I have no idea. Those questions hopefully answered sometime in the future with the press conference coming up at 9:30 this morning. But we did get a call. We got a call yesterday from a guy named David. And David said, guys, I was on that plane. I heard it, the engine, the sparks, the fire, the smoke in the cabin. We had the deplane down the slide. I got the story for you. We said, hey, David, can you come on the air? He said, yep, here we go. This is David. Hi, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm here.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
what a crazy story.
What was it like? What happened?
Well, we were taking off. I was trying to take a nap. It has been a long day, and I was actually on the right side, on the engine side that the guy went through. And you just hear a big bang, and obviously I woke up, and I looked out the window, and there was a fire on the engine. And the first thing I did, I asked the guy on the window seat, I said, are we still on the ground? He said, yeah, we're still on the ground. Because as soon as that bang hit, that cabin filled with smoke. And once he said we were on the ground, I figured we'd be okay. But I was worried that if we were going to be in the air. So once he confirmed I was on the ground, I was okay. The guy next to me, he jumped up and started trying to get out of the aisle. I'm like, hey, sit down. Put your seatbelt on. You can't go nowhere. We're still moving.
Hey, you're calm and collected on there, aren't you?
Well, I was trying to keep... Yeah, I was... Once I figured out we were on the ground, I was okay. I'm like, we'll be fine.
So
there was people screaming and smoke and you have to try and remain calm and keep your wits about you. My cousin was actually sitting at the emergency exit. That's his favorite seat because there's more leg room, and he had to wait till they told him to open the door, the emergency exit. So we were actually on the right side of the engine where the engine blew up, and that would have been right where the guy came through.
Wow.
So it was when he opened up that door, the slide did not deploy. So they didn't come out right behind the engine, which is probably a good thing.
All right. Flight 4345, David was on that flight.
I have some questions, David. First of all right, so that one didn't deploy. So then you had to go towards more the back and jump off and do the slide that way?
Yeah, the other side behind the wing of the... which would be the driver's side, was open. So the three on the left side and then the front and back on the right side were functional.
Because then it said that five people were injured, and I'm thinking, how are they really injured? What happened?
There were some elderly people and coming down that slide.
Oh, gotcha.
And I think most people came down, got hurt.
Coming down.
It was a fast slide.
It was a fast slide? Would they put oil on it? Baby oil?
Yeah.
It was like,
you can certainly see why they would close off the right side, though, because all of a sudden that's a crime scene, okay? So they got to protect that side, so they're going to take you out the other side. Now, when you guys disembarked, at what point did you find out what actually happened? Because when you hear the explosion and you see the fire in the engine, my first thought would be, oh, man, we've blown an engine. Oh, crap, what happened now? When did you guys find out that it's actually a person?
So... I was scared because I was like, oh, my God, we would have been in the air when we had an engine malfunction, because I thought it was just an engine malfunction. So I was like, we're lucky we're to be alive. And then we waited about an hour before the buses came to take us back to the terminal. And once we were in the bus, people were, going online trying to figure out what was happening. And then you just hear a rumor that, oh, my God, it was a person. We hit a person. But you don't really thinks that was true, because how can you hit a person in the middle of a runway? We were probably close to a mile away from the terminal because we were on a far runway. And like, there couldn't be a person out here. But once we got back to the terminal and we started getting more, news from Instagram and Reddit and all that, we're like, oh my God, we hit a person, which was very unfortunate. But I mean, it wasn't an engine malfunction, which in a way kind of made me feel a little better.
Then you got to start asking, how does a person make it onto a runway? That is wild that you could breach security that much at the airport and you could get out there to the runway. What if this person had like bombs strapped to them? I mean, that would have been a horrible scene.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Security.
BJ's giving out ideas on the radio.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just saying that they've got a security breach out there at the airport.
No kidding.
That place is supposed to be locked down, man. And for a person to get on the runway, that's a big no-no.
By the way, David, it's funny that you said that I'm watching the video now. That slide is fast. It's very fast.
Yeah. For somebody that's in their 80s, that's fast. I get it now.
It's
Holy
steep.
Toledo.
That's like being at Waterworld.
Yeah, it's crazy fast. Wow.
David,
it's got a little lip at the end. If you hit that lip just right, you land on your feet.
For anybody listening to the program, in the future, you have to use that slide. There's a lip at the end. Okay? David wants you to know that.
You know what's really gross, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm kind of mad at Fox 31 right now, is they're showing the engine hole, and it's full of blood. I don't think they should do that.
Oh, it's been all over the place all weekend.
I know, but I don't need to see that.
Yeah, it's...
I get it. I get what happened. I don't need to see that.
Well, I'm just saying it's everywhere.
What? Yeah. What?
There is a video a person took, and it was bad.
It was now.
I've seen tons of video. Even the video of the actual impact itself, that's pretty wild and in itself, you know?
Yeah, I don't need to see
it's
that.
It's pretty crazy. David, we're glad you're okay, you and your cousin and everybody else that was on board that flight. When did you guys, did you ever make it to LAX?
The next day, right?
So they told us we could board. They got us a 6 a.m. flight. But my cousin and his girlfriend had their luggage. They followed directions and left their luggage. They had a carry-on. So we couldn't leave without the luggage. And since it was a crime scene, the Denver PD did not release the plane to Frontier. So they got a 6 a.m. flight to L.A., and then they said, well, we don't have luggage, so we'll send you on either the 6 or the 3. But we didn't wait long enough. I missed my aunt's 80th birthday party.
Aww.
Oh, dang.
Now, did they put you guys up in a hotel?
They did offer to an off-site hotel.
Okay.
But we're local, so we just came home.
Yeah, you live here, so you just went home, right? There you go. There you go. That's David. He was on that flight on Friday night. I think he's kind of glad he didn't have to go to that birthday party for his aunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You kind of get the sense of
that. I mean, it's a shame what happened at the airport, but you don't have to go all the way out there for the aunt's birthday. I think that's a good move. He's probably celebrating about that, right? BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Just Carson and I this morning. Jamie went to a concert last night. Took a little personal day. How about those abs?
Now moves it. Kelly scores! Parker Kelly, go ahead goal. It's 3-2. Puck fired out all the way down the ice and right into the net. 5-2 Colorado.
Stick it to the Gophers. Yeah, way to go, Abs. Boom, boom, boom.
Not the Gophers.
It's not?
No, it's the Wild.
Well, they should be the Gophers.
They should.
I think the University of Minnesota is the Gophers,
it
right?
It is, yes.
Okay, so hey, they should use Gophers for the pro team, too.
Just all around? Yeah, everyone's Gophers?
Well, they play like Gophers, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, the Abs are going to win this thing. I got a feeling it's over Wednesday.
It's
tomorrow night, right?
Correct. Right here at Ball Arena, and it's going to be 6 o'clock start, so another early game. But you got to think, I mean, it was demoralizing watching Minnesota, especially their fans, just exit the arena. It's awesome. I would love to lick up all those tears, man.
Yeah. When the Abs went up there in the third period, I'll bet you beer sales skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because those fans, well, they were really depressed.
I would say after the game, because typically on NHL games, they stop serving after.
Yeah, but you reach for the flask at that point, right? You got a flask in your vest.
And it's Minnesota,
you got some hard stuff in there, man. You hit the hard stuff at that point. It's you're down 3-1 to the Avs, probably the best team in hockey. There's no coming back from that.
No.
Nah, you're screwed. Way to go, Gophers.
I love it.
Yeah, beat the Gophers. All right, so let me play. Oh, I want to play this for you real quick here. The CEO of Costco says their wieners, those big hot dogs they serve, will never, ever go up in price. They're $1.50. Do you realize? Now, I just saw this about a week ago, that every Costco claims that 50 to 60 people a day come into Costco just to eat lunch.
I could see that.
And you obviously got to have a card, right? You got to be a member to get in there, I think, unless you could sneak in. But I don't think you can anymore. People used to be able to sneak in, but I don't think you can now. But they say at least 50 or 60 people pull into a Costco, go in, and just have a hot dog and leave. That's their lunch.
Why not?
Because it's $1.50. Here's the CEO.
$1.50 for this hot dog? The hot dog price will not change as long as I'm around. Amazing. Amazing quality, amazing value. That's $1.50 well spent.
Are you going to have another one at your next building you go to?
Absolutely.
There you go. $1.50 for a hot dog. And it's a big wiener.
I've never had a Costco hot dog.
Oh, dude. Never. Dude, and the fountain drinks, you get to fill up all you want.
Is it free refills?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, dude, you can sit there for $3, four with the drink, right?
Yeah.
But for under $5, boom, you're full. Two wieners, big old soda, boom.
Set for the
Costco.
Day, baby.
It's better than going to a Red Robin, man. Bottomless. Absolutely the best. BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Carson.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Jamie's not here. She went to Youngblood last night at Red Rocks. Had a great time, I guess.
Yeah, and she posted at 3:30 in the morning.
This might seem a little bizarre and kind of out of the norm as far as a statement goes. I want to be abducted by aliens.
Why?
Well, ever since the FBI files came out on Friday, I've been thinking about this. A year ago, I would have told you that you're a Looney Tune, nutso, nut job. I'd call you all kinds of names if you believed in UFOs and aliens, right? I'm changing my mind slowly because of, you know, all the files that are coming out and, you know, various leaks that have also come from the Pentagon and different things. So I'm starting to fall in line.
Well, how can you not with those videos, too?
Exactly, exactly. So this FBI files thing came out on Friday, and there's tons of pictures and videos, and as Carson said, they're very believable. I mean, why would we have them? Why would the government have them?
Exactly.
Why would they be hidden for all these years?
And they're not drones. They're nothing. You can't explain what you see flying around.
Now, look, I'm not going as far as to say lizard people are working here in our building. Although there is one guy in our building that I feel like could be a lizard person.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Dan.
Oh, my.
He's a big lizard, too. He's like 7 feet wow. tall. But I could see him being a lizard guy. And he probably could see me as a lizard guy, okay? No. So it works both ways. Nothing disparaging. And I'm not saying lizard people are bad people. I'm just saying that I could see Dan being a lizard guy, okay? Back to my point, though. My point is this. I've never seen a UFO. Oh, by the way, we have to call them UAPs now. Did you know that?
Why?
Because you're nutso, a loony job, you're a nut job, you're crazy, all those words. If you use UFO, that's the way it's perceived.
Oh, come on.
And so the government says UAP now because that sounds more official and it better fits the circumstances that we're dealing with.
It's always you been UFOs.
You know what UAF or UAP means?
No.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon. Is that right?
Whatever.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
I've got
UAP.
Yeah, either that or anonymous too.
All right. Well, here's the deal. All right. I feel like that, well, I've never seen a UFO, and I'm going to continue to use UFO. It sounds better. It's more space.
Yeah.
More spacey, right? More alien.
I mean, yeah, alien. Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen one, and I've never witnessed a little small person that's 4 feet tall. Well, I have. I had a good friend named Dave the Dwarf, but he wasn't an alien. He was just Dave the Dwarf, all right? But he was about...
You could have dressed up as an alien.
I'm not even sure he was 4 feet, to be honest. I think he was 3'6", to be honest. But back to the real story here, okay? If I'm abducted by one, taken to one of their ships, and, you know, they put them on those big metal slabs like you would in the morgue.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the people that have been abducted says. They put these orbs around you and stuff. But if I'd been there, you know, they would have laid me down. And, you know, they would be probably thinking to themselves, oh, boys, we have a good one here. We have a specimen here. Because they would find me a little bit stranger than most people, I think. So I think the observation, they'd get another insight on human beings by having me instead of some of the people they've taken. I've seen some of the people they've taken. And I don't know. I think it was a waste of time, to be honest. I do. I think it was a waste of time.
Yeah.
But, again, my point being, if I could see a UFO, and I'm being honest about this, if I could see one or have an encounter with one, then I'd really believe it. I'm on board, okay?
So
I'm getting there.
You'd want to get abducted and get probed.
Yeah.
Really?
I want to be probed, yeah. They say they lay these orbs around your legs and you can't move. That's what they say. All these people are coming out that have been abducted in the past, like they're out on a boat fishing,
uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, woo, they're pulled out of the boat. instead of
the big
of them,
light comes over you and you're just sucked into this spaceship.
Yeah, instead of you pulling a big bass out of the lake, you know, you're the one that's pulled out. You're pulled out
They're
of your
fishing
boat.
Fishing you, yeah.
And they pull you up into the ship, and then that's when they put the old probe to you.
And those weights, those orbs hold you down so you can't move?
Well, I think you're just kind of laid out on their table and you're too scared to move or something like that. I don't know how it works. Don't ask me for all the insight. But have you noticed, and seriously, have you noticed all the interviews that are coming out of people that have been abducted?
Yeah. They're
everywhere
more.
Now. And these and they're very believable.
Well, because I feel like there's a stigma. Like, people who say that they've got abducted, well, automatically you're just like, oh, you're just crazy.
You're crazy.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. You're a loony boon, whatever. There's got to be some truth. Especially with this footage. I can't get over the footage.
The footage of the moon, that's the one that gets me, okay? Because if you're on the moon, which we were, I guess, but if you're on the moon and you're taping, you know, filming, and you see all these lights off in the distance, and even a spacecraft they saw across on the moon.
Yeah.
On the moon.
Yeah.
And it's on the video. And then you see these lights. There is nothing supposed to be out there. Nothing with lights on it. Okay? We're the only people up there at the time. There shouldn't be anything. But in these videos, if you've not seen them yet, they're there. There's no doubt. Those skies are lit up like fireworks.
Aliens 100%.
They're everywhere watching them on the moon. That's the wildest thing ever. And our government has kept this under wraps for the past, 60 years since 1968, that one.
As long as I can remember, it's always been under wraps.
Yeah.
So, but I firmly believe that 100% aliens do exist. We are not alone.
So if at some point I don't show up for work one morning, maybe I'm abducted.
Well, you know what? If you want it, good luck with your abduction.
Yeah, it's one of those things that maybe I'm putting it out there and maybe it'll happen.
It's on your vision board.
Yeah. Maybe
being abducted.
And I think, because I don't know of anybody that's ever been abducted that didn't come back. And they didn't come back healthy, well, everything's fine.
There's got to be some that didn't come back.
I don't know.
You know. There's some humans in a cage somewhere, guaranteed.
I don't
on
know.
A spaceship.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be in a cage.
You're going to be like an animal.
I'd still like to see frog and, you know, wife.
That's a gamble you take when you want to be abducted, all right?
I'm just saying. I'm coming around. I'm starting to believe in this stuff, I got to tell you. But, yeah, a spotting of a spaceship or encounter or even an abduction, it's all good with me.
I hope it happens.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you mean that, too.
I do.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. From earlier in the program, we talked about the big showing of The Mystery of Richard Simmons. That's going to be on ABC, and that's happening tonight.
There was only one Richard Simmons.
It's sweating time!
A megastar, adored by millions. Then, one day, he disappeared for a decade.
Where is Richard Simmons?
Now, after almost 2 years seeking out his closest family and friends, they speak.
He had to be in a lot of pain.
And what does Richard's live-in housekeeper, the last person to see him alive, now say happened behind closed doors?
This is the first time I'm talking about this.
The Mystery of Richard Simmons, a Diane Sawyer special, Tuesday night.
Richard was one of those guys that went missing a lot.
Yeah.
So hopefully this answers some of the questions, if anybody cares. But that's on tonight on ABC. He went missing a lot, and then on X, he would be angry. He was a very angry guy at the end.
Yeah, towards the end. And he also went out in disguises, like these elaborate disguises all the time. That's he would go right out here. And you couldn't even recognize if you're standing right next to him.
All right, that's tonight on ABC. Last night on American Idol, season 24. They had a winner last night.
After the nationwide vote. And an incredible season. The winner of American Idol 2026 is Hannah Harper!
Who?
Congratulations, Hannah. You did it.
How many people from American Idol that's been winners have made it really big? I would say Carrie Underwood easily, the biggest,
yeah,
right?
Obviously, Kelly Clarkson.
Well, she was American Idol?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
And then I don't know.
Clay Aiken? Wasn't there a Clay Aiken?
Yeah, Clay Aiken, but can you really, he wasn't really
successful,
like superstardom.
Nah. I guess not. Season 24, American Idol. I feel like it's ran its course, though. I don't know if they're going to have another big winner that becomes a big superstar.
Well, and I just feel like no one watches American Idol anymore. Unless I'm wrong, but none of my friends watch American Idol.
I don't really hear any
talking about it.
I didn't know there was a final.
I didn't either, really.
I had no idea. No idea. A new game show coming out called Wordle. Wordle is a show or is a game that's been out there for a while, but this is a game show, new game show. Wordle is the Wordle show with Jimmy Fallon and Savannah Guthrie. I guess Savannah's going to be the host, right?
Yeah, and it's made by Jimmy Fallon's production team.
Okay, he's the producer of this program.
This is very exciting. I have a big announcement to make. We've been developing Wordle as a game show for the past 2.5 years with the New York Times, and it's official. We are making Wordle Game Show with our host, Savannah Guthrie.
Oh. Come on,
Savannah.
Oh my gosh.
We can tell everybody.
I know we've been holding this secret between us for like a long time, and we're going to make Wordle a game show.
I'm so happy. It's you.
Some people are saying too soon, Savannah, to be doing a game show.
Well, and you could just tell she's not that excited about it. Which I don't blame her
at all.
Know.
That audio, she sounds kind of excited.
Really?
Maybe it's different when you see the video.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the promo for this, but maybe it's a little bit different. But that audio doesn't really, it seems like she's kind of excited about it.
It seemed to me when I was watching it that she was forcing being happy, like truly happy and truly excited about it.
She's got to call her own shots when it comes to this mom missing and, you know, continuing to work, taking on another gig with a game show. That's kind of on her, you know. She do whatever she feels like doing.
Well,
I don't think it's any of us to judge her, right?
Yeah, no, and I mean,
we shouldn't.
For some people, how they grieve and stuff like that is just, you know, dropping themselves into more work and being as busy as they can be. So,
all right, somebody on Textnado says Jennifer Hudson. She was big on American Idol. She made it big, really big, right?
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson.
Isn't she doing like Broadway now or something?
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably the second biggest name from American Idol.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood,
Jennifer. I'd say Jennifer Hudson's right there, right?
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's out today. She went to Red Rocks last night, had a good time looking at that young blood. She went out there just to look at him. It wasn't the music. You know it, Carson. I know it. She went because he's a good-looking young man. What did we say he was, 28?
28. He's 28 years old.
28
yeah.
years old.
Yeah, they were just drooling all over him.
Just getting a little creepy on us, isn't he? Mm-hmm-hmm. All right, Frontier Airlines. Man, oh, man, have they been in the headlines. Not for good reasons either. One being what happened on Friday night with that person that got on the runway. We all know that story. The second is from Sunday night. Another incident at the airport, Frontier Airlines getting ready to take off to Phoenix, Arizona. This flight number 4765, Denver to Phoenix, Sunday night, preparing for departure. All the people are on the plane, you know, buckle up. You know how they go to the aisle to show you the exits and do that routine? Well, they're in the middle of that when somebody says, hey, I just found a gun magazine.
That's crazy.
That's when everything comes to a stop, that it's time to deplane, time to do a security check again. They have no idea where it came from. They think it was a law enforcement officer that was on the flight prior, the previous flight, that maybe had dropped it somewhere. Air marshal, somebody like that, right?
Another thing, though, that just going back to that, that means that they don't clean these planes that well. They don't go through and do a thorough cleaning or a thorough search of anything.
Yeah, I don't know how they miss the gun magazine.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Because they go through, they grab the cups, they grab all this. I don't know if it was in, you know, maybe in a barf bag. I don't know. But somebody found the gun magazine. Here's the story.
Frontier tells us that they believe an ammunition magazine found on a flight at Denver International Airport was left by a law enforcement officer from a previous flight. The discovery was made last night on a flight headed to Phoenix, Arizona, while the plane was preparing for departure. Now, passengers deplaned as a precautionary measure and were bused to another location where they were then rescreened. The aircraft also underwent a security sweep, but nothing else was found. Because of this heavy delay, the flight crew exceeded their allotted time and passengers were rebooked on flights this
morning. So everybody has to get off the flight. They find this magazine. You go down, I don't know if you use the chute or a steps. I don't know how you get out. But you get out, they get bussed. So you got to figure they stayed on the tarmac, right?
Yeah, 100%.
You get bussed to a different location. You got to go through screening again to make sure it's nobody that's on the plane, a passenger with a gun. Correct? Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
What an ordeal.
Boy, oh boy. And you got to figure this law enforcement officer, they probably know by now who it is. And you got to figure he's going to be punished, right?
100%. They should absolutely be punished, suspended, whatever, because that can't happen. And this is honestly the first time I've ever heard of a story like this.
What the heck is going on at our airport? And then you, again, you combine that with what happened on Friday and how somebody got on the runway. I have no idea. They jumped the fence and security problem. And now the scrutiny is coming over the security, the procedures, the surroundings of the airport itself. What's going on?
What happens is an alarm is supposed to go off. Notification is supposed to be made to humans, not just one either, that we have an intrusion along the fence. And of course, the great Denver Police Department is out there running that, but it is a massive piece of property.
Now, someone speaking on the airport communication system did seem to identify a person on property at 11:18 p.m.
Uh-oh.
The crash then happened at 11:19.
Oh, no.
Experts say runway incursions are rare and fatal incidents are even more rare, but we are expecting that press conference at 9:30 this morning. This will be the first time we're hearing from the airport in person, not in the form of a statement. So we're expecting the DIA CEO, the Denver Police Chief, as well as the medical examiner to speak here in just a few hours. So maybe they were able to identify this victim. We're tracking this very closely. We'll keep you updated as this progresses throughout the morning. Reporting at DIA, Kasha Carriage.
All right, 20 minutes from now, you're going to get an update. You're going to get the medical examiner, the police, chief will be there, as well as some of the security people from DIA. Got to have some answers, and I guess we'll find that out at 9:30. We might know more. We might not know anything more. Who knows, right? So we'll find out. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Oh, no, Carson. I think Pete Davidson is headed for a divorce.
Really?
Yep. He's only been married for what? Maybe less than a year?
Wow.
Didn't they get married after they found out she was pregnant?
I thought so.
I think her name is Elsie Hewitt, something like that, right? Anyway, there's a story out of New York this morning that Pete Davidson is very depressed, not very happy with his marriage. Remember, he took all of his tattoos off?
Yeah, he's actively working on getting all of them removed.
And didn't he just do, like, People Magazine talking about what a great feeling it is to be a father?
Absolutely. He's in love with being a dad.
Just gloating over his daughter or son, I'm not sure. But I saw that. But, well, it looks like all that's gone. It's faded. He's now very down in the dumps, not really liking his wife very much.
So it
still
looks
likes the baby, but
it
not
looks
the
like
wife.
They're not married, but obviously they're in a relationship.
Looks like maybe it's Splitsville then.
Wow.
Splitsville
no
it is.
No way.
Yep. So you got on stage in New York over the weekend, 30th annual Weeby Awards. You ever heard of the Weebies?
No.
I don't know. I'd like to win one. Just to have a Weeby Award, right? So the 30th annual Weeby Awards in New York City, he gets on stage, and the first thing he says, and remember, they're saying, Pete Davidson! And people are applauding, and he gets up there and goes, thanks. I'm still dead inside.
Oh.
That was his first words out of his mouth.
You can't be dead inside when you just had a kid and you're loving being a dad.
No. He just won a Weeby. I mean, forget about the dad and the, all that. He just won a Weebie. You got to be really happy about a Weebie, don't you?
Yeah. I guess.
Thanks. I'm still dead inside. Now, here's the part of the story. Now, remember, this guy, he's been gloating about his child, which I'm sure he still loves her and all that. But maybe it's just the girlfriend that's the problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's what his friends are saying. And I feel like the Pete Davidson is a dark individual.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
I feel like he deals with depression.
Uh-huh.
And that's not funny. I mean, I think he deals with that. Didn't he lose his dad at the World Trade Center?
Yes, he did.
He was a part of that, right?
Yes.
Here's what some of his friends are saying. And if these are my friends, I tell them to shut up. Okay. However, a source, a friend, told the Daily Mail, quote, "Not one of Pete's friends is surprised that there's a relationship issue with him and Elsa."
Wow.
Well, that's not good.
I thought they were like a perfect match in heaven.
See, if you went out there and said that, let's say you run over to Fox 31 and they say, "Hey, Carson, give us a lowdown on Beach. How's he doing these days?" Yeah. His relationship blows, man. He's terrible at it. Carson, I would look you up. I would try to kick your butt. I probably couldn't, but I would try, okay? Because you don't do that to a friend. You got that?
They're throwing him under the bus.
All right. So then they go on to say another insider, a different person, another friend, so-called, says this, quote, "This is what he ends up doing every single time." He goes on to say that she was also warned ahead of time about this relationship to be careful with this guy, Pete, because Pete loves to self-sabotage everything he gets his hands on.
I mean, he has been in a lot of relationships.
Unquote. Another friend. Carson, if you said that about me, I'd look you up, find you, and I would beat the crap out of you. You understand? Or no, I'd try. I probably could, but I'd try. Okay. You don't need friends like that are talking to the press saying, "Oh, he sabotages everything he touches." That's just the way he is.
You know what? It's probably her friends. Honestly, they probably want her out of this relationship, and they're probably just trying to look out for her, or maybe he rubs them the wrong way.
Yeah.
So it's probably her friends, actually.
Way to go, Pete. Way to go, Pete. Pete. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. BJ and Carson this morning. Jamie will be back tomorrow. 83 today for a high. Slow hand. Whoa! Shut up and dance with me. Such a rude song. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We got to go. BJ and Carson here today. Jamie will be back tomorrow. Oh, I see the press conference is going on. This is the officials that are updating us on that big fatality out there on the runway at DIA on Friday night.
It is paramount.
They're talking right now.
The aviation industry in general. And it is definitely paramount here at DEN. After significant
Carson,
events.
Carson, have they said who it was yet?
Yeah, it was a 41-year-old man.
A 41-year-old male.
Correct.
Walked onto the runway. Are they saying mentally ill, drugs?
They're just saying death by suicide.
Really?
Yep. They ruled it as a suicide.
And not an accident.
Correct.
Because, I mean, you could be, like, hallucinating or something and then just get hit by a plane.
I'm guessing they didn't find any conclusive evidence, like drugs or anything in the system.
Yeah.
So, but they did rule it a suicide.
No name, though.
I don't want to butcher it, but it's Michael Ott, I think.
Ott? Oh, they do have a name.
They do have a name.
Where's he from?
I'm not sure where he's from. I didn't catch that.
Michael Ott?
I believe so.
Oh, man, you've got all the info. Let me go back to it here. Hang on.
Defense, as we do on a regular basis, and found it to be intact in that area of the incident and surrounding areas. Our overall security approach is a layered one. DEN has multiple layers of security. We use technology.
Well, it didn't work.
Conduct continuous perimeter fence inspections.
Michael Ott got in.
Security patrols. We have multiple tools.
Might want to beef it up.
at our disposal to lower the likelihood or to prevent a security breach.
Yeah, you're already too late, pal. Too late. Breach was that done already. All right, there you go. They're doing an update right now. So if more information comes out, I'm sure we'll have it later on in the day or even tomorrow morning on the program. There you are. You are updated. We are going to get out of here. You guys have a great day today. Carson, thank you for everything.
Thank
appreciate
you, BJ.
It, Mike, appreciate it. And in full force, BJ, Jamie, Carson, we will all be back here tomorrow. You guys have a great day. Enjoy. We'll see you then. Bye.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.